Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for placing at my side the man that last night you so wisely selected to be the next Vice President of the United States.
Lyndon Baines Johnson accepts the nomination as presidential candidate in 1964 and acknowledges the choice of vice presidential candidate Hubert Humphrey. Belgian doctors went on strike, Moshe Tshombe became prime minister of the Congo, now declared a people's republic, and Pope Paul became the first Roman Catholic pontiff to visit the Holy Land. Popular figure in the music world of 1964 was the girl from Ipanema.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but you watch her so sadly.
1964 saw rebellion in Zanzibar, the expulsion of the Sultan. Union with Tanganyika followed, and Julius Nyerere became president of the newly named state of Tanzania. Northern Rhodesia also was renamed in 1964. It became Zambia, with Kenneth Kaunda as prime minister. In England, the resignation of Douglas Hume led to the election of Harold Wilson as the new prime minister of a Labour government.
I have just come from the palace where Her Majesty invited me to form an administration, and I should like to take this first opportunity of pledging my colleagues and myself to do everything we can to the fullest extent of our abilities in the interests of this country and our people.
Harold Wilson would soon have his hands full with Ian Smith, who succeeded Winston Field as Prime Minister of Southern Rhodesia in 1964. There were sensational headlines at home in Britain as well, with the escape of another Wilson, mail train robber Charles Wilson, from prison. Escapes over and under the infamous Berlin Wall also made news in 1964, a total of 57 people getting out of East Germany into West Germany. And travelling rather more easily were Britain's sensational pop group The Beatles, bound for America and Hollywood, where they performed to screaming teenage multitudes.
What did you think about the audience and the way they... most of the people, there were more than 17,000 persons in the Hollywood Bowl, and of course not all of them teenagers, but for the most part they were young adults and your fans. I wonder if you'd care to comment on the way they conducted themselves the night of your performance.
Well, it was so good. It was almost too well behaved, you know. They were very good, weren't they? I've never seen a crowd so big, so well behaved. Really, you know, somebody did a great job.
For the first time, the South African flag didn't fly at an Olympic Games. Held in Tokyo in 1964, with the South Africans excluded because of political pressure, the Games were highlighted by a unique marathon double for Ethiopia's Abibi Bikila, who'd won the race in the previous Rome Olympics. One of the boxers who had done well in Rome in 1960 became a world champion heavyweight. Cassius Clay in 1964 whipped the favorite Sonny Liston for the title, not only whipped him, but predicted the victory.
Clay comes out to meet Liston, and Liston starts to retreat. If Liston goes back an inch farther, he'll end up in a ringside seat. Clay swings with a left. Clay swings with a right. Look at young Cassius carry the fight. Liston keeps backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time, and Clay lowers the boom. Now Clay lands with a right. What a beautiful swing, and the punch raises the bear clear out of the ring. Yes, the crowd did not dream when they laid down their money that they would see a...
Top land speed mark of 555 miles per hour was set by Craig Breedlove in 1964, a year in which the top money earner at golf was Jack Nicklaus. Australia beat the United States at tennis for the Davis Cup, and South Africa took on the Aussies at cricket. The fourth test in Adelaide saw Pollock and Barlow put on a partnership of 341 runs. It was Barlow, too, who hit the winning runs in the second innings.
Well, now it's Barlow. And I'm sure Barlow would dearly love to finish this match by clouting Neil Hawke before, but I somehow suspect he's not readily. And South Africa has defeated Australia by 10 wickets.
The cricket test rubber drawn in Australia. The theatrical scene of 1964 was dominated by Shakespeare, with productions all over the world to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the birth of the Bard. Contemporary plays were Love by Murray Shisko, Frank Gilroy's The Subject Was Roses, After the Fall by Arthur Miller, and Peter Schaffer's Royal Hunt of the Sun. Three great musicals. Hello, Dolly. Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl.
People, people who need people, are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children, and yet letting a grown-up pride hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children. Lovers are very special people. They're the luckiest people in the world. With one person, one very special person, but first be a person who needs people. People who need people. And the luckiest people in the
Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man, yubba beba beba, yubba baba beba beba bum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yubba beba beba, yubba baba beba beba bum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, diddle 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 man, I'd see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife, with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I'd see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in.
screaming at the sevens day and night.
Books of 1964, Herzog by Saul Bellow, and a posthumous publication of Ernest Hemingway's A Movable Feast. Martin Luther King won the Nobel Peace Prize, and newly elected President Lyndon Johnson spoke about retaliation in Vietnam.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today by a number of hostile vessels attacking two U.S. destroyers with torpedoes. Repeated acts of violence against the armed forces of the United States must be met not only with alert defense, but with positive reply.
At the movies, George Peppard in The Carpetbaggers, Peter Sellers in Dr. Strangelove, and Sean Connery as James Bond in From Russia with Love and Goldfinger. Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year went to My Fair Lady, and Best Actor Award to Rex Harrison for his portrayal of Professor Higgins.
Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too.
Beg your pardon?
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to your ears? The Scotch and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. Well, in America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? Norwegians learn Norwegian. The Greeks are taught their Greek. In France, every Frenchman knows his language from A to Z. The French don't care what they do, actually, as long as they pronounce it properly. Arabians learn Arabian with the speed of summer lightning. The Hebrews learn it backwards, which is absolutely frightening. Use proper English, you're regarded as a freak. Why can't the English? Why can't the English learn to speak?
Rex Harrison in the film My Fair Lady. Biggest news sensation of 1964 came with the announcement from Russia that Nikita Khrushchev had been stripped of power. Radio Moscow.
In Moscow, that Leonid Brezhnev has been elected first secretary of the Soviet Communist Party's Central Committee. Alexei Kosygin has been appointed chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers. Both the Central Committee plenum and the session of the Parliament's presidium satisfied Nikita Khrushchev's request to relieve him from the duties of first secretary of the party's Central Committee. As member of the Central Committee's presidium and chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers.
This is how Radio Peking saw Khrushchev.
Construction. He tried in 1,001 ways to switch back to the old path of capitalism, the world's first socialist state, which the Soviet people, under the leadership of Lenin and Stalin, had created by their sweat and blood.
And that same week, communist China made some startling and frightening news of its own.
The Chinese nuclear device was exploded.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.